This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hope you're having a good week. So far, you guys having a good week? Well, come on, you work at a fun place. I don't even have to check with you. I got to check with y'all. Okay. Are you having a good week? Oh, okay. Good. Just making sure. All right, guys. Glad everybody is having a good time. I'm glad you're here, too. I have some bad news. I really do, and I want to, let's just get it out there early on, but white people are in trouble. Now, you probably have already sensed it, you know, many of my audience members are white. It's okay, look, I'm not saying it, we're all humans, I don't care, I'm only making it as a distinction for you, because on the other side of the aisle, people care about stuff like that. I don't care what color you are, but you happen to be white, I know this, you send me your notes and you're very apologetic in how you write to me. I can always tell white people are like, Kevin, you know, hey, yeah. Black folks be like, man, I don't like you. You're mad, man. You know, it's like right in your face. But white people will like soft shoe it. And for the record, most of you white folks, y'all like what I do here at the Kevin Jackson Show, what we produce every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. But you're very, even if you're giving me good news, you soften the good news. You're like, hey, Kev, you know, I'm a white person and blah, 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 and I live in such and such, and we just love what the, you know, you give me the narrative. You don't just like come right in, you're like, hey, you know, Kevin, I love what you do. It's rare. You just go, Kevin, you know, God, I've been around for a lot of years and I've lived a lot of time and I've moved to a lot of places and, you know, and it's okay. I like your stories. I'm not making fun of them. My producer's like, what are you doing? I'm not making fun of their stories. I'm just saying, you know, they let me know what it is. They don't just go, you're amazing, dude. And I should preface that. But, well, I've already, no, they can't preface it, but people have already, many of you do write and say, you're just an amazing guy. Some of you write, you're, rah, 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 you know, you're complaining. That's okay. We take it all. But here's the thing. You're in trouble, white people. All of that to tell you where we are here. You see, because you're being studied. White people must now be studied. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous for you. You don't even get it. Most of you white folks, you're now under the microscope, under the radar. People are now saying, we have to study the white folks around here. Only weird things get studied, you know, in theory. You don't study like, hey, the shoes that fit your feet normally. You want to study people with jacked up feet. You don't study good feet. I mean, you could, but most people only study things when it's an anomaly. Like, people with six toes. You don't study people with five toes.
There's a study to find out why people have five toes.
Said nobody ever. You might study the toes, but you don't study why you have five toes. But you will study why somebody gets six toes. Or four toes. Right? It's weird stuff to get studied. Anyway, John Banzoff, a professor at George Washington University Law School, says there's an urgent need for, quote, get this, you're not going to believe this, white folks, white middle class studies. They want to understand the Trump supporter, which is white middle class people. It isn't blacks, it isn't Hispanics. It's white, middle-class people. And I'm presuming it's men and women because they did not just limit it to men. He is a professor, after all. He can't go on all gender studies on you. But here's what I'm telling you, white people. Don't let them do it. Don't let them study you. It's not good. The International Conference on New Directions in Humanities in London featured Mr. Banzoff's plan for figuring out why so many reporters and academics failed to understand Trump's appeal to millions of Americans. And he means white Americans. He doesn't mean, you know, all Americans. He's talking about white folks. He says, here's what he wrote of the presentation. My presentation will consider especially in the light of the unexpected election of Donald Trump and alarming reports that life expectancy is surprisingly tumbling among white middle-class Americans. Whether a new discipline called, get this, blue-collar studies or white middle-class studies should be added to these other established academic disciplines. They want to study you. You are an anomaly. You are weird science, white people. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm telling you right now, I'm rather enjoying this. I'm looking at the, I'm sensing the look on your faces as you find out that there are people that want to study you as a phenomena. And by the way, they've taken me out. I'm a Trump supporter, Trump voter. Yeah, they don't want to study me. They've done enough studying of me. Now, they're moving on. White folks are going to get put under the microscope. Alien autopsies. In my life, I would have never thought I would hear this. What it's saying to you white folks is, you're now a minority. You're a group that, this may be good news. You may end up with affirmative action one day. But you're being looked at. Is weird because you are the people that voted Trump in and you're disgruntled. You're not living as long either. I mean, that's shocking to me. I didn't know. I thought white. Look, I have some theories on this too, by the way. The reason why white folks aren't living as long is because they're getting too close to the indigenous, getting too close to black neighborhoods and stuff. Maybe, is it a crack or a heroin epidemic? I'm not trying to say all of y'all are drug addicts, but I'm saying, I don't know why you're not living as long. There's no reason for it. As I look through the crime stats, I'm very much shocked at times at what I find. So maybe that's it. But that was the only part of this that was surprising to me, except the fact that they want to study you. Yeah. And you know, let me tell you, all of your orifices can be looked at. They will want to know, do you have parasites? What is it? Is it a brain thing? Look, we know liberalism is a mental disorder, but what they're saying to you white folks is you have a mental disorder. They're saying that pretty soon you're going to start hearing terms like race traitor. And people are going to ask you, I can't believe that you didn't vote such and such. And you're going to get all these crazy questions and people are going to ask you, so, why is it that white people vote overwhelmingly, blah, 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 and, you know, when they're being treated so badly? Like, I would say, why do white people vote overwhelmingly Democrat when Democrats treat white people so badly? That would be a question you could ask right now. But black people get asked that question all the time. Maybe in this new thing they're doing with Professor Banzoff, they will study white people and ask the stupid questions that black people get asked all the time. I don't say they're stupid in the sense that, you know, it's not a bad question. It's stupid that we have to ask that question. Anyway, lots to talk about today, folks. Glad you're here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
White people.
Ha! Made you squirm, didn't I? Yep. See, let me tell you something. White folks get very squeamish when you call them out on their race. You want to know why? Because they've been sensitized. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. And you know what? We talk about race. We talk about class. We talk about culture. We talk about Americana. We talk about foreigners. You know, those strange people over there that don't know how to set up a country. We talk about lots of stuff. But you know why I bring up race, especially white folks? Because I want you to stop being so sensitive about yourselves. You built amazing places all around the world, and you get demonized. Let me give you a little tidbit, white folks. Y'all like this. Where you are, there tends to be more civilization. As you brown something, I'm just telling you, this is the truth. Y'all can get mad. Black people, brown people, get mad if you want. I don't care. As you brown it, it gets more dangerous. You don't believe me? Name your black or your brown country. Congo, Somalia, El Salvador, Mexico. Are they safer than Sweden? And let me tell you something. In Sweden, if you remove the brown folks, it's safer. I'm sorry to tell you. It's true. You remove these Muslims that have been coming in all over the country, every place on the planet becomes instantaneously, geometrically safer. Now, you tell me what it is. I'm not telling you it's a cultural thing. You know, I don't know what it is. I believe it to be cultural, certainly with Muslims. Muslims say, oh, we have no crime. In Islam, there is no crime. We do this, we do that. Okay, fine. Y'all may live amongst, they may live amongst themselves and have no crime, but the minute them suckers get out from underneath their own stuff, they start committing crime. By the way, don't believe that lie. I thought that for a long time. When I was growing up, I was like, man, you know, they say it's 2% crime in Saudi Arabia or something like that. That's a lie. That's what they report. And it, see, they don't look at crime as raping of these infidels that come over, because they bring in a bunch of people to clean houses and stuff like that. These people become veritable sex slaves. They rape kids. So they don't even look at it that way. Pedophilia is not a crime. You know, so when they tell you these crime stats, they're wrong. But I'll tell you this, you look at the stats from Sweden, pre-Muslim, and then where it is now. I made a comment the other day. I said, remove leftist from anywhere in the world, and you become geometrically, if not exponentially, safer. Give me your big city. Remove the criminal element on the left. Take out all the people that are the bleeding heart leftist liberals or whatever, and bada bing, bada boom, the place is safer. I'm not telling you white folks are safer. It's conditions that make people do things. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a choice between do you want to live in a black neighborhood or a white neighborhood, y'all all know what you choose. Don't be mad about it. Don't feel, Kevin, I can't say that. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad. You don't have to feel bad. I'll say it for you. I would prefer to live in a white. I live in a black neighborhood right now. Let me tell you something. Let one of you white folks trade. Say you want to trade. Watch what happens. I'll be the first in that long line of black people, because I will leave in a New York minute. That's right. I'm just telling you the truth about it. You can be all, well, I don't. You can hem and haw. Go ahead, hem and haw. Enjoy yourselves. Because let me tell you something. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Well, do you want to send your kids? Do you want to send your kids to school in Mexico? What? Tell me where in Mexico you want your child to go to get educated. Tell me where in El Salvador. Tell me where in Sao Paulo, Brazil, you want your kid to get educated. You may want them to go over there for the experience to learn Portuguese or something, okay? But you don't want them to go live and be, you know, there's no way. It's practical squalor. There are good areas everywhere you live, because there's always a group of people that are ready to, you know, that have the money. But you don't want to live there long term. You'd be crazy. Show me where in Africa. Nigeria is an amazing country, 130 million black folks. And, you know, I've been there. You got some nice areas. I mean, it comparatively so. They're not anything close to ours. But you got these. But let me tell you, the majority of people, you don't want to live there. You want to send your kids to Nigerian school. Be honest. Stop your lying. I want to come to this radio and grab you, because you know I'm telling the truth. The truth hurts people sometimes, because they don't, oh, I don't want to feel it. Feel what? You don't want to say what's really on your mind? You can't say it? Are you that stifled? Don't you have freedom of speech? Well, if you do, then say what it is. I'm telling you what it is. I don't want to live around a bunch of black folks. I ain't going to lie. And look, I know some stellar black people. There's a neighborhood in San Antonio. I didn't even know this neighborhood existed when I was 13. I was 15. And met a girl, I don't know where we met, at the mall or something. And her grandparents are rich, and she came in from Baltimore. And they live right around the corner from my stepdad and my mom. My stepdad still had the house that he and my mom had before when my mom died. So long story short, there's this enclave where these fairly wealthy, upper middle class blacks lived. And I went, she was like, yeah, my grandma's, she was right around the house from me, right around the block from me. I was like, get out of here. I didn't even know that existed. So my stepdad's house is a little bitty rinky-dink house. I go around the corner in this enclave. This is a beautiful, it's like a white neighborhood. I'd never seen a black neighborhood that looked like that. So I go, and I go into their house. It's this big, beautiful. I was like, whoa, they live like white folks. Look at that.
So I didn't even realize that existed. So those do exist. But as a rule, black neighborhoods in general, I don't want to be anywhere near them. I live in one now. So for these people, Kevin's out there talking smack about black people. Say what you want. I don't care. If that's talking smack about black people, so be it. I live in a black neighborhood. My car's been broken into 4 times. My barbecue pit, when I first moved in, got stolen off my porch when I was at Home Depot. And I'm going to tell you, if I'd have found the derelict that stole it, it was a smash and grab. You know what I mean? Because I didn't even have it bolted down or anything. But if I found him, I'd be barbecuing him. But I'm telling you, I know what goes on in this neighborhood. I want no part of it. You hear the crime stats around my neighborhood. You hear gunshots, whatever. I will go out west where them white people are. Gladly. Happily. Be mad at me. I don't care. Anyway, I like making you white folks squirm. But here's the thing. Other people listen to this program, too. When I was talking about, hey, white folks. And they were like, I'm not white. Can I be white? No, you're not. And you, too, can be proud. You're not white. You're black. You're Hispanic. You're Asian. You listen to me because I make sense. And you know what? I am not going to change because,
oh, Kevin, people on the radio can't say that stuff. Rush Limbaugh does it.
Rush Limbaugh is Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh doesn't have the guts. You know the old saying, all zoos are a petting zoo if you have the guts? We showed this clip of these three African guys that go take a wildebeest kill from 15 lions, including the male lion. And it's masterful to watch. Because that's guts. There's not a leftist on the planet that will go get their meal like that. And many of you righties won't either. Let's be honest. Come on now. Would you get with a group of tribesmen, 3 or 4 y'all, and you go tell
Jackson
face 15 lions? I don't think so. But see, that's why you're here. Because we train warriors, not mech.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June. Now, unemployment rates did rise 0.2% up to 4% now. Wages also increased modestly last month. Steve Forbes, CEO of Forbes Media, reacts to the unemployment report.
There's a lot of good news, and it shows the economy is going in the right direction. And if we don't get a full-scale trade war, it's going to be a real boom for this economy. You'll see the stock market go up several thousand points if we get that cloud out of the way. But that is a cloud over there.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence also delivered remarks at ICE headquarters.
In this White House, let me be clear, we are with you 100%. And as the president said last night, we will always stand proudly with the brave heroes of ICE and our Border Patrol.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I talked in the first segment about faith, my faith, how I've raised my sons, and just this overwhelming need to let people know that, you know what, I'm not talking about we have nothing to be afraid of. I do believe God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and you figure that out. But this isn't meant to be a religious thing. I mean, I'm happy if some people appreciate the fact that I talk about religion and specifically my Christianity. But what I'm really looking forward to is telling you guys that you can make an impact on people by not being concerned that people understand that about you. We hide that from folks. I can't believe people actually congratulate. Kevin, way to go talking about your Christianity. I'm like, what do you mean, way to go? That's who I am. Any more than I talk about being a martial artist. Yeah. I mean, I think the former one's a bigger deal. I mean, I'm happy to be a martial artist. It certainly has saved my butt a time or two, but so is being a Christian. But I'm not overdoing it. I'm not trying to over-sanctimonious somebody. I'm not a bigger Christian than you. And, you know, I think that that's part of our problem on the left. But the reason why I came up was Ken Shamrock, who's an MMA guy, mixed martial artist. One of the founding members of the USC, you know, one of the first guys to fight in it. He gave a speech to some folks and he opened up about his childhood. It was very difficult. He discussed poverty. And as I relate his story to you, I want you to think about what kids face today and how they become different human beings. One of my friends, in fact, Dr. Ben Carson and I talked about this and many others. They will say, Kevin, the only thing that's going to save this country is us relying on God. I don't disagree with that. How many of you prayed that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president? All jokes aside, that is the only thing that can save this country. But the way you deliver that message does not have to be from preaching. Quite honestly, it needs to be from doing. That's why with the Tea Party community, I said, we're going to be doers. We are not going to be talkers. Our deeds, if you will guide the way people think about us. It'll guide the way we take this thing to the next level. Anyway, back to Ken Shamrock. So he grew up in abject poverty, and then he ran away from home. And as I said, I want you to think about the kids that you know fit this description. If you've ever worked with at-risk kids, you know what I'm talking about. It is a place in my heart for these kids. So Shamrock runs away from home, and then he gets a criminal record. He credits his spiritual growth as a teenager to his time at a boys' home, directed by the man who eventually adopted him, a guy by the name of Bob Shamrock. Now, Ken's got a brother, Frank, who was in that home. Ken Shamrock and Frank Shamrock, they are not biological brothers, but they grew up as brothers. Both of them became mixed martial artists. And Ken Shamrock says of Bob, the only difference between that group home and all the other ones that I went to was church. See, I got two friends. One of them became the Northwest heavyweight kickboxing champion, and his brother was even badder than he was, and thankfully he just decided not to fight because there's no way Barry was going to be the champ if Jerry decided to be the champ. And if when I tell you that these boys were absolute corn-fed white boys that were tougher than nails, you better know they were. Both of those kids were headed in the wrong direction, and sports, in this particular case, martial arts, changed their lives. They got somebody that said, you know what? You are headed for disaster, and unless I intervene, you're dead or in prison. And he intervened in these boys' lives and got them on the straight and narrow. And I'm telling you right now, if you saw Jerry, who's one of the toughest guys I've ever met, I'll tell you a quick story about Jerry. He's a biker, and he's a big guy, and he's a heck of a fighter. And some guy, when they were in a biker bar, grabbed his, you know, like fondled his girlfriend's breast. And Jerry put 8 people in the hospital. 8 bikers. And when the cops came, he was still fighting. There weren't enough bikers in that bar to get Jerry out. And especially mad, because he didn't get mad. He got cool. And he started taking people out left and right. Bad to the bone. But anyway, their story, 2 juvenile delinquents headed to prison or dead, intervened by somebody that saw something in him and said, I'm gonna pull that energy and put it into something good. And I know I just told you Jerry beat up some guys at a biker bar, but hey, you know, sometimes we sin, right? And made these kids what they are. The reason why I'm telling you guys this is you have these opportunities. There, but by the grace of God, go I, or my brother, or a lot of my cousins, and as I've told many people, on my dad's side of the family, every male family member of my immediate side, in other words, my uncle's kids, and my aunt's sons, etc., every one of them has been to prison. Because nobody intervened. Nobody said anything. They just went along their way. And I look at these leftists who watch this cycle of violence and this cycle of just, dysfunction. And they do nothing. And they get mad at me, who I know it. I know it firsthand. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's an author. I said, hey, he's written 3 best-selling books now. And we were talking. I was congratulating him. And he says, Kevin, I got to get something else. I want to do this other thing. So we were talking about a project he's working on. And I said, I almost did a similar project. And I was going to call the book Split Second. And it was going to be stories of people I talked to on the plane or whatever. And it was about what split second decision they'd made that may have changed their lives. And I said, let me give you an example. I said, I had a lady one time, she told me, it was when I met my husband. And I thought, wow, this is going to be a romantic, interesting story. And she said, he almost killed me. I was able to get out of that abusive relationship, and she went on to explain the story, and she says, but in a split second, I was smitten by him. I was, beguiled by his conversation, etc. And she says, if I could have that split second back, I would walk away from that moment. I was like, wow. I asked one of my cousins. I said, what was your split second moment? He says, he said, mine. He goes, I kind of had 2. And he says, when I was a kid, he goes, I was watching Uncle Frank, and he was, me and my cousin, who was Uncle Frank's son, he goes, they were rolling dope. And we were wondering why they always had these big baggies in the garage. And we would stay there one night and watch them roll dope. And they called us in there, and they were 8 years old, and they made us smoke. We had to roll our own dope, and they made us smoke it. And they laughed at us when we started coughing. He says, fast forward a few years, you know, whatever. He says, my cousin asked me that I want to go pick up a pop, you know, pick up a thing of dope and ride back with him. And I said, yes. And he says, my grandmother told me I have a bad feeling. She goes, baby, I don't know what you're doing today, but I have a bad feeling about it. And he goes, I went. And he got busted. And he served federal time. Everybody has that moment, that split second, that you made a decision. That you either, it changed your life for the positive, it changed your life for the negative. And when I was gathering up these stories, I was just fascinated by sometimes you're expecting a negative and you get a positive, or you're expecting a positive and you get a negative. But you know what would never disappoint? The story. Everybody had it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them, when you ask that question, they were like, I don't know. And you go, yeah, you do. Think about it. Bad work decision, bad relationship decision, bad decision with one of your children. You know, maybe you could have done something different. A relationship that could have been better. A split second in your car where you looked away. Who knows? You have it. The reason why I'm bringing it up to you folks is you have these moments. You in a split second can change somebody's life. I cannot tell you how many people will say to me, Kevin, I heard you on the radio and you said this. And it created that moment for them. Or some kids, when you've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, believe me, those kids tell stories. Mr. Jackson, when you did this or said this, or I watched you blankety blank, I was like, wow. And I was like, really? I impacted you. Yes. Yes, sir. Or whatever. I tell the story about my son when we were watching Jurassic Park and a man yelled at him and we went out into the lobby and I said, dude, you yell at my son. You even look his way again. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad you're going to wish you'd never been born. And my son told me years later, Dad, that empowered me. I knew nobody could bother me. My dad would be there to protect me. You don't know what that moment is. You know what your moment is, but you don't know the impact your moment has on other people, that you have on other people to give them their moment. I want more conservatives giving people their moments. Be strong in your faith, is what I'm telling you. That's our advantage over the left.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sheriff, there were multiple ambush-style shootings in recent days of police officers in Missouri and Florida as well. And to go broader, 58 officers have been killed by gunfire just this year compared to last year when it was 36. What do you think is going on here?
Well, there's a number of things going on.
One of them is this dangerous, hateful rhetoric, this anti-police rhetoric that has gone on in the United States for the last several years, which has emboldened people. There was a time in this country, and it wasn't that long ago, where crooks would be content with trying to outrun the police. The first thing they'd think of was run. But now they've been emboldened, and the first thing they do is think of shooting their way out of it and running second. Look, this is a sad day in America when it comes to this sort of stuff. Just with the things that you mentioned in just the last couple of days, ambush-style attacks against law enforcement officers is up 142%. Killings of police officers in the line of duty is up about 45% just in 2016 alone. But I think the election of Donald Trump, who has shown unwavering support for the American law enforcement officer, and his selection for the Attorney General of the United States, Senator Jeff Sessions, will be a welcome opportunity for everybody in America to begin to support the law enforcement officer so they can go back and do what they do best, and that's protecting and serving their communities.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. What a segue for me to talk about BleedingBlueMovie.com. I hope you go there. I hope you donate to get this movie out there. I had a meeting the other day with Dinesh D'Souza, who said he would gladly help me to promote the movie, gave me a lot of tips on getting things out there, some stuff that is, I think, has been invaluable to helping with the success of this film. And he flatly told me, he says, Kevin, documentaries don't make money. And he says, but if it's your mission to get it out there, that's fine. That's our mission. We're going to get it out there. I'm not worried about the documentary making money at this point. So anyway, BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go there, send all your friends, and help us to get this movie out there. We're not doing it for the money. We're doing it because we believe in the cause. And Sheriff Clark highlighted exactly what we're talking about here. The number. Did you get those stats? The number of police officers that have been ambush attacked, 140-something percent killed in the line of duty, up, you know, percentage points. I mean, we're talking geometrical and exponential in terms of the attacks on police officers. And he's exactly right. Cop criminals used to just run. They were like, okay, you know, let's get out of here. Woo, everybody, the cops are here. Now they want to shoot it out. They've got the more firepower, and the worst thing is that they become emboldened. They were emboldened by an administration that let them get away with it, and that's what our movie focuses on. But what I want to talk about now is something that I think really showcases the level of vitriol and disdain that the regular public has for police officers, and it happened at a restaurant. You know, the time when officers garnered respect from law-abiding citizens and fear from criminals is gone. It's just no longer the case. Now, do criminals still fear the cops? To a degree. The real problem is the lack of respect from the regular general population of Americans. It's saddening. In several quarters of American society, disrespecting the police is not only commonplace, it's cheered. I mean, you want me to be more specific? Because you're looking at me like, oh, what are you talking about? And look, I'm not mincing words. It's black folks, right? Now, there's a degree of others, but in the black community, they've been taught hate cops. The very people that get the most help from police are told hate them. The same thing happens with Republicans, by the way, folks. The people that have helped black folks the most, the Republicans, are the most hated. Now, you think about that. Both of those cases, the cops are helping black people the most. Don't misunderstand me. The cops at times have abused black folks, but it was any time that's occurred, it's occurred because leftist Democrats encouraged it and allowed it. Ask yourself, in a Republican-run cities and towns where police are, everybody's cool. I mean, I'm not going to say everybody, but, you know, it's cool. No, cops, I grew up in a little town run by Republicans, and I got told cops were the scourge of the earth by everybody black. They told me one time, I tell this story every now and then. They told me, Kevin, so-and-so, who's a DPS, do not get caught by him on a highway where nobody can see you because he'll beat the crap out of you. And what happened to me? Within 2 weeks of that little warning, I got caught running a, what it used to be a yield sign, but they made it into a stop sign. And that very cop caught me, walks up to my car, got my hands up like I normally do. How you doing, officer? Says, you know what you did? I go, no, sir, I don't. He goes, you ran that stop sign. I said, what stop sign? That's a yield. And he goes, you've been away for a while? And I said, yes. He says, where you been? I said, I was in military school. He goes, well, they made it a yield sign because a truck came along and plowed somebody who just didn't pay attention. And so they finally said, well, we better make it a yield sign. I said, I didn't even notice. I've been driving these streets, you know, for a long time. And he goes, I understand. And he essentially says, well, good luck to you and, you know, be on your way. Okay. Now, that was the people to...
Oh, he'll beat your butt, man. He'll kick your butt. He hates black people.
And it's like, no, he hates people to give him a hassle. Yeah, let me put it to you this way. So do you. There's not a person I know that you're doing your job and somebody interrupts it or makes it 10 times more difficult than it needs to be that you like. Show me that person. You're ordering food. Listen, I don't want the salt, but make sure, how do they make it? Do you make it like this? Listen, I want to be very specific. I want this on the side. Don't use butter. Did I mention I'm allergic to peanut oil? Yeah, waitresses love that, and so do cooks. And I could go on. You could just be the guy behind the counter getting me something. Hey, man, give me them cigarettes right there. You know, it's the way you say it, the way you do it. And you know the sad part? People just don't want to use common courtesy. They just flatly don't want to use it.
Why do I need to be courteous?
Because it's a good thing to be. Anyway, an example happened in North Carolina barbecue recently. A few of Raleigh PD's finest tried to eat a meal at Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue. And some employees, along with one manager, sang an anti-police rap song to him. It's called F the Police. It was written by NWA, which is, I'll clean it up, but it's Negroes with Attitudes is what the initials stand for, NWA. F the Police. Now, proponents argue that the song addresses racial profiling and police brutality, but it also talks about violence against the police. So, they sing this song to cops that just come in to have a meal. By the way, I don't know if you guys do this, but I do this. Whenever cops come in, I go to a chicken joint. Surprise, surprise. And from time to time, and I'll order my meal. And I actually like their shrimp there at this chicken joint. But I go there, and invariably, cops are, you know, it's in a high crime area, so they're always there. And I always tell them, I got theirs. And the police will be, no, it's not necessary. I go, nope, I got it. Now, I didn't know this. It's only half. They charge whatever. If the meal's $10, they get charged $5. So it's only half. But I cover it. I probably bought at least 150 cops their meals. Not just at this chicken joint, but all over. Because anywhere I go, if there's a cop at a Starbucks, I got his. Because I appreciate what they do. This group at Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue sing F the Police. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell a restaurant, and the restaurant chain fell on the sword and said, we apologize, it was, you know, we didn't mean to do this, and, you know, our employees don't represent our views on the police officer. Because I was like, man, you know that place, if it gets robbed, that is a license to steal. Now, because you can go rob that place.
Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue is being robbed. Police need to respond.
Yeah, we'll get right on that as they continue eating their donuts and drinking their coffee. Because I wouldn't do it. I'll tell you right now. They say, what car we got in the area? I'd say we had to stop because somebody hit a dog. And, we didn't know what was going on. We couldn't get through. I'll have more excuses than you can imagine. And I was thinking about this. If they would do that to you to your face, what would they do behind your back? So my hope was that these police go through the line and can see the food as it's prepared, because I'm telling you, I would not eat at a restaurant where, you know, people are singing F the Police and then cooking my food in the back. I've seen too many YouTube videos. Short break. Back in a minute.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.